Smaller nations served two-year terms on the Security Council, with the five permanent members being the United States, Great Britain, France, Nationalist China, and the USSR. Each of these five permanent members could veto any United Nations actions. This became complicated when the Red Chinese took over from the Nationalists. Even then, the Nationalist Chinese had a veto where the Red Chinese did not. The UN marked a turn away from America's traditional isolationism. Although the United States and the Soviet Union would soon part, go their own way at the head of their respective political blocs, the UN was a stabilizing force during the impending Cold War. Willingly or not, the United States had become one of the world's two superpowers. How were we going to handle that? Eep! Segment 27E, Conclusions. One, an American paradox. Thomas Woodrow Wilson was a study in contradictions. Virginian-born, he became president of Princeton University in 1902 and governor of New Jersey in 1910.